are here at the 2017 MAX, put on by the fine folks at Northwest Credit Union Association. And we are here with some cybersecurity folks. You guys aren't bored these days, let's put it that way. So we are here with actually James McCabe and Mark Priebus. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Good, thanks good. So much, Michael.
Oh, you're welcome.
Very good. Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Hey, you guys obviously are speaking here. Are you guys speaking together or separately? Or
we spoke together today. Okay. We actually finished this morning. We actually spoke with another gentleman who was kind of a three-way conversation we have as part of our presentation, and he's actually a FBI agent, so retired, special agent.
Okay.
He was one of the first cybersecurity guys within the FBI, and it's awesome to speak with him because he just has a billion stories to tell, and he's got a lot of insights that people want to hear about, and it's really great. And Mark is a specialist in his own right. He's been in the industry for over 30 years now in terms of a cybersecurity specialist, and I work with Vero, and I actually over the last 7 years have been mentored. He's my mentor in terms of understanding a lot of stuff that goes on in the industry and stuff, and I've learned so much in terms of just being involved with Mark and with John Iannarelli. So it's a great thing to be part of.
Very cool. And Mark, go ahead.
So I was going to say real quick, when we talked this morning, we have the luxury of having the sizzle, and I call the retired FBI John the sizzle. And he talks for about 15 minutes about if I search engined you or if I search engine myself, here's what I find. And he uses himself as an example, and he finds his Social Security number. Yeah. He finds his driver's license number, his passport number. He finds credit card numbers. He has fun with the audience saying, I'd appreciate you put that pen down while I'm showing you my credit card number. But he essentially shows how all of us are vulnerable with today's technology, today's social media, today's internet. And then after he talks about it, he takes a very serious subject and has a great sense of humor. He blends humor with it. And then I get up and talk about connecting the dots, and I talk about the reality of data breach. So he's given us examples of how we're vulnerable, and I say, here's what it means. And I talk about data, specific statistics to identity theft and to data breach. And after I talk about the reality of ID theft and data breach, most of the audience, they're all senior executives, had no idea. And then when I get done talking, Jim says, now here's what you can do about it.
Right.
Nice little 1-2 punch there.
Again, John talks about the real risks. Mark covers the real data, and I talk about real answers.
Okay.
Because there's answers, and the whole point of the presentation today is that credit unions spend so much of their time and effort working on ways to stop breaches from happening.
Yeah.
But they have to, and that's part of our messaging, they have to give as much time and energy and effort to planning for when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter what they do to try to stop it, you really can't.
Right.
And that's the messaging, and the idea is that there's answers and there's best practices that credit unions are doing today that are putting them in a position to be at the height of preparedness in case it does happen for both their members and the institution of itself and the employees. And we talk about how that works with best practices that are putting out there. And it goes over well because they get it. By the time John and Mark have done their routine,
you got their attention.
I got their attention. They're in their heightened state of fear. And I let them know it's okay. That's all right. We have answers. There's things you can do to actually be prepared for when it does go sour on you.
To Jim's point about preparedness, and let's be specific, data breach preparedness, it sounds so simple. And you think every credit union, you think every business in America, especially large businesses, are prepared. Well, here are two examples where they're not. The CEO of Target and the CEO of Equifax were fired. And they were not fired because they had a hacking event or a data breach event. They were fired because of their failed management response to their breach event.
Okay.
And so what I say, and I've written about this for years, and I was one of the first to write about it, information security technology, software security, is huge to all of our businesses, to all of us as consumers. Mm-hmm. But with all that information security and technology, we're still being breached. So what businesses, especially credit unions, need to focus on today is response and recovery.
Right.
Response and recovery is as important, or in some cases, more important than information security technology. Because of the failed management response, reputational risk, loss of revenue, loss of profit. It's going to happen. So knowing it's going to happen, be prepared. And Jim brings those best practices to
the table. There's a trust factor there, big time.
Yeah,
yes.
And to go hand in hand with that, the NCUA, for 2 years in a row, they've issued what are called the supervisory priorities for what they're going to audit the credit unions about. Mm-hmm. And the number one priority for the last 2 years in a row is cybersecurity preparedness and response programs for members. So what I'm speaking to them about is something that the NCUA has been asking
talking
them
about
to do for the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And granted, you spend so much time focusing on how to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many things you can do, and they have to do them.
Mm-hmm.
But they also can't lose sight of the fact that no matter what you do, mm-hmm. it can still happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at Equifax. They have more financial resources than all the credit unions that were in that room together talking today.
Right.
Yet, they can't stop it from happening. So you have to take that vantage point of it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's only a matter of when,
mm-hmm.
and we have to be prepared for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was talking most about today was
okay.
what are those things you can do to be best prepared for when it does happen to you. And there's programs out there that are there for members.
Mm-hmm.
And there's programs out there that support the credit union
mm-hmm.
if something happens to
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm.
So all that being said, I think it was a great culmination of our whole total solution discussion
mm-hmm.
and of course where we are right now with Equifax and what we couldn't have been set up better for today's presentation.
Oh,
unfortunately,
gosh.
We had a pick on them,
right.
But the bottom line is that they set up everybody's mindset to be open to this.
Mm-hmm.
So let me give you one example of a takeaway I gave the audience today, and Jim will give the example of here's what you can do about
right.
it.
Right.
So I raised my hand and I asked the audience, how many people here pay some type of a monthly fee for some type of a consumer ID theft solution? And about half the audience raises their hand. And I said, first, every January 1st, I go on a diet. And every February 1st, my wife says, how's that working out for you? So I then show a slide that says the Federal Trade Commission, in this year's report, it was like their 19th annual ID theft and fraud report. And this year's report showed that last year, 51% of all ID theft victims were related to a financial event. Your checking savings account, your credit debit card, auto loan, home loan, whatever loan. 49% of all ID theft victims last year had nothing to do with a financial event. And people will say, what does that mean? Taxpayer ID theft and refund fraud, number one form of ID theft. Medical ID theft, number two form of ID theft. Credential ID theft, your driver's license, your passport, my employee ID or student ID. So when I asked all those people, how many of you are paying some type of monthly fee for ID theft protection where credit bureau monitoring is the core product offer? I said, how's that working out for you? Because credit bureau monitoring, it's extremely important, but it's also extremely limited. It gives consumers a false sense of security that they're going to be taken care of.
Exactly.
That it can be, that you will be, it can stop ID theft from happening, and it has limitations.
Yeah.
When half of ID theft victims is non-financial, that credit bureau monitoring falls short.
All right, Jim, answers.
Yeah.
Solutions, please.
So
I'm scared.
Here's the scenario, is that monitoring, even of itself, is recognized by people who know what it is as a smoke detector. It's an alarm.
Mm-hmm.
It tells you your identity has been stolen.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, the majority of companies in the country today who really push monitoring services to people with the impression that if you have it, it won't happen to you, which is a false sense of security.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The real answer is in the form of what's called recovery and restoration. Again, it's the assumption that it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how much monitoring I have, it can still happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what am I going to do when it happens? And that's the big takeaway that I gave them today, was that there are companies out there today, and I'm fortunate to work for one of them, and Mark and I both are, that provide what's called fully managed recovery services for anything that can happen to you. No questions asked,
mm-hmm.
no exclusions,
mm-hmm.
doesn't matter. It's fixed for you
mm-hmm.
on your behalf. So the majority of other companies out there pushing these monitoring services, unfortunately, they're not only just handing them a smoke detector, but when something really happens, that's when they let the individual fix
that's
it themselves.
When, exactly. That's the
and
important
they walk
part.
Away saying, oh, no, 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 we didn't say we'd fix it for you. We'll coach you. You still fix it yourself.
Isn't there a commercial out right now about that?
Yes, sir.
The guy finds the bug. Oh, I'm just the guy that finds the bugs. You need to bring in the person that'll fix
it. That's actually true. Yeah. And so that's the whole point of it is that that commercial now emphasizes where in the past those commercials were all about do monitoring. Now those commercials are making a joke of monitoring because, in essence, that's kind of
the
way to go.
I can't resist. Yeah. So those commercials out there that say, oh, I just monitor, or I'm here to see, but I'm not to act, though that company, their credit bureau monitoring relationship right now, taking advantage of the Equifax data breach, the credit bureau monitoring that company offers is Equifax.
Yeah.
So connecting the dots here.
It's all about, I was trying to encourage them today to do your homework. Look further. There's only a handful of companies in the country that do fully managed recovery services in the true sense of the word, where an advocate will do it for you. Mm-hmm. They'll fix it for you. You don't have to live the nightmare. And they're out there. And again, those programs can also incorporate taking care of the families of the members of the credit unions. Because if a member, if one of their family members has a problem, they're living the nightmare whether it's them or not. Exactly. So protect their family as well. Right. And there's other things that I educated them on in terms of things you want to look for. And don't get me wrong about monitoring, because monitoring together with a really good fully managed recovery solution.
That sounds good to me.
Well, what I refer to them as the smoke detector approach, but we're the fire extinguisher.
Yeah.
So, and if your house is going to be on fire tomorrow and you know it, what do you want in your hand? You want the fire extinguisher.
Exactly.
Right? So the bottom line is that most people aren't getting that fire extinguisher. They're just getting a smoke detector. So we are encouraging the credit unions to go out and find those companies that offer a true fire extinguisher approach and yet have the ability to throw into it monitoring if they want it, both single bureau, three bureau, and maybe even the dark web monitoring, which is being pushed very heavily on TV today. And again, even though those cards on the TV that are saying, oh, we give you Social Security monitoring, what are they going to do to fix it when it happens? They'll tell you your Social Security has been obviously compromised, but now what are they going to do? And that's what I'm saying. You need the whole solution, and that's what they need to look for. But first and foremost, without a doubt, fully managed recovery is what members need to have. And then we supplement, you know, and we encourage them to also supplement that solution for their members with something for themselves. So when they have a breach happen internally, they've got answers for that as well. And we give them ideas for that as well. So it was a great, like I said, it's a great dialogue. And again, Mark and John do such a great job of painting the picture of you better have a plan because it is going to happen to you. You know?
So while our focus is education, I'm going to put a plug in for Jim. So Vero, which is a CU Direct company, they have a solution, a consumer ID theft solution, that's for the credit union members. But when the credit union implements this solution for the credit union members, they're protecting themselves. So it's it is a solution that supports the credit union customers, but it also supports the risk management objectives, and more specifically, the data breach risk management objectives of that credit union.
Getting two birds with one stone.
It's a holistic approach. That's how we talk about it. Because, you know, you don't want to leave yourself vulnerable anywhere within a credit union. And obviously the members are at risk. And where they're really at risk, Michael, is outside the walls of the credit union. Like Mark said, medical fraud, phone utilities fraud, IRS tax fraud. These are things that are happening to members, and the credit union has no idea. Because it's outside the walls of the credit union. It doesn't affect their account internally. So that being said, that credit unions always do more for members than other financial institutions do for customers.
This is another
so
way to do
perfect
it.
Perfect for the credit union. It's really, I call it credit union centric in terms of what they do. So it's a holistic approach to our solution that we bring to bear that not only supports, as Mark said, the member, but also the institution as a whole, including the employees, which we also include in our blanketing of protection.
And the Vero solution also has no exclusions. Right. So a consumer ID theft product, and there's like 100 companies out there today selling some type of consumer ID theft solution. While it's not insurance, they have terms, and every company has terms and conditions. And in those terms and conditions are exclusions. And so it is amazing to me how often someone signs up for an ID theft protection service, then when it's time to take advantage of it, they're being told, sorry, your brother-in-law did this. Didn't you know family members? That's an exclusion.
Yeah.
And, or, sorry, you clicked on a phishing email. You caused it yourself. sorry, you're excluded.
Not what you want to hear.
So
at
when,
that moment.
When credit union members in particular, consumers in general, review a consumer ID theft protection service, they need to read the fine print about terms and conditions so that they're not going to be a dissatisfied customer because all of a sudden they're being told, sorry, you're excluded.
Yeah, you don't want to go down that.
No.
And so they have no exclusions.
Right. Cool. And then last but not least, the thing we also let credit unions know is that our program, the Viewer program, actually allows them to also generate non-interest income, which is critical because cybersecurity today isn't cheap. It costs something. And the fact that they have to have some kind of funds in place because, God forbid, a breach happens to them, according to the Potamon Institute, Mark has great stats on all this stuff, you know, it's $225 per record, but for institutions, of financial institutions, it's even higher. It's like $270 a record almost for per record to be repaired. And credit unions don't budget for that stuff, Michael. They don't. So they have to have some kind of funding there to handle those scenarios. And so often, you know, whether it's Equifax or whether it's other kinds of breaches, retailers, utility companies, what do the credit unions have to do? They have to replace credit cards. They don't budget for that either, typically. So having a security fund, generating non-interest income as part of a byproduct of putting a program in place that protects the whole credit union is a win-win situation.
Yeah.
And the other important element is that the value proposition of what we bring to the members of the credit union to participate is so high. We're talking like 10 times less than what it would cost them to get it anywhere else outside the credit union. Mm-hmm. The value prop is so high, we get an enormous value proposition that is recognized and accepted, and such that we get 90% participation from members when you roll out the program. 90% of them are all on board with it.
Count me in.
If they do their homework, they're going to realize that what the credit union is bringing to them is 10 times less than it would cost them outside the walls of the credit union. And that's when it all comes together as the win-win scenario for everybody.
Right on. Yeah. Gentlemen, this is our new normal.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. I appreciate it. Great information and a very topical topic.
Oh, yeah.
Very timely indeed.
Yeah, it is.
You guys are very popular right now.
Thanks.
Keep up the good work. Protect us, all right?
We are.